You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
In its budget last Thursday, the government announced it will allocate $334 million in funding for additional tertiary education enrollments and a $320 million investment to make targeted vocational training courses free for all ages and not just school leavers. However, for tertiary students, only a $20 million student hardship fund has been established to support those who have found themselves, quote unquote, particularly impacted by COVID-19. I talked to Education Minister Chris Hipkins about this, and I first asked for more details about this fund.
So we know that we've got a number of tertiary students who are finding life a bit difficult during the COVID lockdown. Many tertiary students who worked part-time to supplement their income, for example, will have found that part-time work has dried up, and as a result, they'll be struggling to make ends meet. The Hardship Fund will work through the existing institutions' hardship funds to provide extra financial support to students that really need it.
So my first question about this is, why is this going through tertiary education institutes instead of through existing government systems like StudyLink?
We looked at how we could get the money to the students the fastest, and the hardship funds that are run by institutions tend to be a much faster way of supporting students. And also, they have pretty good systems in place to check whether there are other things that can be done to support students as well.
And I would also want to know, why is only $20 million being allocated to all tertiary students in the country, while the same amount is also being spent on two racetracks in the budget?
Ultimately, we're looking very closely at how we can best support tertiary students. We do put a lot of money every year into tertiary student support, including loans and allowances, and there's already very heavy government subsidies in that area. But of course, we're always looking at how we can do more.
Do you think that's enough for only $20 million to be allocated to tertiary students in this year's budget?
Well, it's not only $20 million. I mean, there's hundreds of millions of dollars already going into tertiary student support. So this is in addition to the very significant amount of money that already goes into tertiary students' income support.
I personally have heard from some students who have been laid off from their part-time job, and they are still trying to find ways to pay rent and other daily costs. But for now, directly, the government support is only restricted to the increasing cost-related loans that students have to pay back later, and this $20 million hardship fund. And considering the government has $20 billion in reserve for the COVID-19 recovery package, should current students expect more policies on any more support measures?
When you say $20 billion, it sounds like a lot of money, but actually in the context of the economic challenges facing the country, it isn't actually as much money as you might think. That money can disappear very quickly. For example, if you look at the wage subsidy, well over $10 million going into wage subsidies in order to keep people in work and to keep businesses going. So, you know, it's a pretty tough economic environment out there, and I do acknowledge that tertiary students do find themselves in some cases in a very difficult, tight spot. But that's reflective of what a lot of people are experiencing at the moment.
Following up on that question, Labour's manifesto at the election 3 years ago promised that postgrad students will be made eligible for student allowances, but now there's still no sign of it. Why hasn't that been brought up for the past few years, and especially now?
Well, we've had a three-year program of work. Obviously, the third year of that program of work has had to change, and some of the priorities associated with that have needed to change as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. We know that, you know, there are a lot of people who are in real financial difficulty at the moment, and so they have to be our number one priority.
But could we see this happening in the near future, or possibly before the election?
Look, it still remains something that the government would like to do. We would like to see the postgrad student allowances restored, some of the age discrimination that was built into the student support system by the last government. I would like to build that back out again, but that's going to take some time. And obviously, there is an awful lot of pressure on the government's finances at the moment as we try and support as many people as possible.
And I want to talk about new graduates now, moving away from current students. What about new graduates who are entering an economic environment in which the finance minister said last Thursday that he predicted unemployment could go as high as 9.8%?
Look, I think graduates are going to need to be working really hard to secure future employment opportunities. Generally, people with tertiary qualifications, with higher tertiary qualifications, tend to have reasonably good employment outcomes. And as the economic going gets tough, it does tend to be people with lower levels of qualification that find it harder to get more work. So our message to tertiary students really is, that the better you build your qualifications base, the better your employment outcomes are likely to be.
In case if tertiary students are unable to find any employment, is there a possibility that the government could do something about it, like removing student debt to lessen the financial pressures a bit?
We do have financial support available to people who can't find employment. So the job seeker benefit is available to those who can't find employment, including recent graduates who can't find employment. And obviously, we need to make sure that we're treating people equitably. And so the same financial supports that are available to others are available to recent graduates.
Will there be any plans regarding could student debt be waived?
I think that's very unlikely in the current economic climate. I don't think we'll be in a financial position to be able to waive student debt.
The New Zealand Union of Students Association has called this budget a band-aid budget, and they are calling for a universal education income for students. And I would like to know your thoughts on this.
I think a universal student allowance would result in a large increase in government expenditure, and it wouldn't necessarily be going to those who are most in need. So I don't think we could justify doing that in the present economic climate.
The NZUSA calling it a band-aid budget. Do you have any response to that?
I think there's no question that the current budget has been put together in very, very difficult circumstances. We've got an economy that's experiencing some real turbulence, and we do need to be able to put money in to where it's most needed in order to try and get things back on track. There's no question that it's pretty tough going out there at the moment.
There are also some things that I would like to talk about other than the budget, and that is on university accommodations. As I hear from some student magazines and some accommodation residents themselves, they are still being charged for rooms that they cannot access during the lockdown. Has that breached the Education Pastoral Care Amendment Act that you proposed and was passed by Parliament at the end of last year?
It fits outside the code of pastoral care, but it is really a legitimate issue. Where the hostels, the halls of residence, have been accessing the wage subsidy, they should be passing on the savings that they make through that to their residents. They shouldn't be continuing to charge them full rents. I think it is important that the institutions play a role here too. They shouldn't be leaving their students high and dry, having to pay pretty high rents when they're not in a position to use the accommodation, particularly where the institutions encourage them to go home for the lockdown period. I think there is an issue of fairness in here though, and that's one that we want the institutions to look very closely at.
I'm disappointed by the government these days. Sometimes they just need a good kick in the backside.
The Wire.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia marunga I rirangi poho. That was Education Minister Chris Hipkins talking to me, and we talked about support measures for tertiary students in the budget.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.